science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And I'm going to start moving into kind of really positioning some of the key concepts and working ideas that I've had and I'm developing as we go forward now with ThinkWorks and the books, U.0 and Conspiracy and everything else that's coming along. So this episode is kind of like a recap, but also a repositioning and a movement forward. And it's called Identity Lag, Why Change Feels Fake at First. The key question is, have you ever tried to change your life, to make things better? You've started doing things in the correct way, you wanted to make better decisions, you show up differently, but you still somehow feel like a fraud. It's like you feel like you're just pretending. It's that imposter syndrome that creeps in. It's like it's not really you, this person that you're trying to be, or this better version of you that you're trying to be. And it's like you feel like at any moment someone's going to say, who do you think you are? Well, here's the truth. That feeling, it doesn't mean something's wrong. It actually means something is working. It's a problem, really, that no one properly explains. And this one is just this very singular fact. We're told that change is simple. Set goals, take action, build habits. Now, it's true those things matter, but there's a gap that no one really ever talks about. You can change what you do long before you change who you believe you are. And that gap, that's where most people quit. Because it's not because they're failing, because it feels fake. You're trying to be this better person of you, but the old person is saying, right. And that is the gap that people end up falling into, because they think, well, I'm doing everything right, I'm trying to be better, and yet I still feel the same way. It's called identity lag. Your behavior can change quickly, but your identity cannot, because your identity is built over years, decades, in some cases a lifetime. And it's built like that over repetition, through evidence that you've gathered in your own mind, and through the stories you continue to tell yourself about who you are. So when you start doing something new, like showing discipline, trying to lose weight, get fit, exercising, that kind of stuff, eating better, you start speaking differently, you watch your language, you moderate your tones, and you start stepping up to the idea of the change that you want to be, you start taking action, and all that is in place, but you're always that one step ahead of your own self-image. And it's this mirror metaphor that I really want to anchor in your own minds now and in my mind, because I'm as guilty of this as anyone else. I don't just wake up in the morning and think, right, I'm going to be a better person today, or I'm going to do this much differently and much more, congruently. No, it takes work, it takes effort. And the mirror metaphor really helps here, because you need to think of it like this. You've stepped forward, but the mirror hasn't caught up yet. In fact, I think, is it Robert Silverberg created something in his stories called Slow Glass, which kind of captured light and represented it in a mirror in a completely different way. And it was the basis of telling some stories and unfolding different narratives and different time frames and what have you. So you need to think of it like that. The mirror is your slow glass. You're looking at a reflection that's still showing you your old version. So it still feels wrong, and it feels uncomfortable, and you're not seeing who you are becoming, because you're still seeing who you used to be. And this is where we need to really consider imposter syndrome. And I've done a whole episode on the imposter syndrome, which has actually been really well received. And I heartily invite you to go and listen to that when you've listened to the rest of this episode. But this feeling called imposter syndrome, we treat it like a problem. It's like it's something to fix, something to overcome. But what if we've actually misunderstood it completely? What if imposter syndrome isn't a sign that you're out of place, but it's a sign that you moved forward before your identity has caught up? In other words, it's not failure, it's not fraud, it's just a question of timing. And this feels really uncomfortable because your brain is trying to protect consistency. It wants your behavior and your identity to match, so when they don't, you feel a tension, you feel doubt, you've got discomfort, you feel resistance even to this change that you want to make. And most people interpret all those feelings and all those separate ideas that suddenly start to assail your mind as, I shouldn't be doing this.
Just a quick interruption to this episode. The concept of slow glass was actually created by Northern Irish science fiction author Bob Shaw in his short story Light of Other Days, which was published in Analog Science Fiction and Fact in August 1966. Robert Silverberg, whilst never utilizing the concept in his own fiction, praised the concept as a masterstroke of science fiction invention in his nonfiction writings. We now return you to Darren's discussion on identity lag.
Now here's what's really happening. You're in the process of rewriting your identity, and identity doesn't change through intention alone. It changes through repeated action, accumulated evidence, and lived experience. Remember, you are changing an identity that's built over years and decades, and you are trying to change it in days and expecting that identity to suddenly all slot into place and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And that's not how it works. But every time you act differently, you're casting a vote for the new version of yourself. But just one single vote isn't enough, and neither are 10. It takes consistency because your brain updates the model. So instead of asking, why does this feel fake, ask this: how long have I been acting like this new version of me? Because if the answer is a few days, a couple of weeks, even a few months, then of course it still feels unfamiliar. It's supposed to. Because a few days, a few weeks, a few months doesn't compete against a few years and a few decades. So I want you to reframe this in your mind. When you feel these uncomfortable feelings or thoughts, when you're trying to make a change for the better, you're not faking it, you're rehearsing it. Every identity starts as a role, something you step into before it feels natural, before it feels automatic, before it feels like you. Now, here's where people go wrong. They wait until it feels natural before they believe it, but it doesn't work like that. Belief follows behavior, not the other way round. I've said this on countless episodes. The brain does not want to make you out to be a liar. So if you're feeling uncomfortable with how you're feeling once you start to make a change to become someone better, your brain starts to say, well, maybe, you know, that's too uncomfortable. Maybe we should go back to what we were. It thinks it's helping you, but it's not. So you need to persevere. So the next time you feel that discomfort and that voice that says, this isn't really me, don't step back, lean in, because that feeling is the edge of change. Now, here's your challenge then. For the next 24 hours, act like the person you're becoming or the person you want to be, fully, decisively, without apology. And notice what happens, not externally, but internally, and then readdress, reframe those negative sensations that you might be feeling. And remember that this is a rehearsal. You are practicing becoming the better version of you that you want to be. Because the version of you that feels fake right now might not be false at all. It might just be early. It might be the you that's caught in the slow glass. There you go. This is ThinkWorks. Now, as always, there's a post that goes with this episode in the community groups that we've set up in the new DarrenInform.com website. So if you go to DarrenInform.com and then you go and into the ThinkWorks page, you'll see that there's a ThinkWorks community groups, ThinkWorks forum. Go into that room and you'll see that there's ThinkWorks recent. There's a post for this episode. Come and comment, give me your views and ask any questions that you want as well. And any strategies that you might have, or even ask me if there's a way that I can help you with some simple strategies to move forward. I will always answer any questions that are put into there. In the meantime, everyone, please keep asking questions. It's really important that you do. And I'll be back soon with another episode of ThinkWorks. But until then, take care.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.